This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambal in Uttar Pradesh. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others again trooped into the well, raising slogans. Amid uproar, Union Minister for Shipping, Sarbanand Sonowal, introduced the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The presiding officer rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition on different issues and appealed to the agitating members for order in the House, but the pandemonium continued. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha as well, similar scenes prevailed, leading to adjournment, first till noon and then for the day. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today came down heavily on the opposition for disrupting the parliament. Talking to media outside parliament, Mr. Singh accused the Congress and other opposition parties of not having faith in democracy. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Manish Tiwari said the government should accept the adjournment motions of the opposition on various matters. The government today said that ethanol blending in petrol from November last year to October this year has resulted in a foreign exchange savings of more than 28,400 crore rupees. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi clarified that the government has not launched any program for ethanol blending in diesel. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi said that 96 ships and submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy in the coming 10 years. He said 62 ships and one submarine are under construction and efforts are being made to induct more ships and submarines in the Indian Navy as part of the self-reliance drive in the coming years. He was briefing the media in New Delhi today during the annual Navy Day press conference. Speaking on the recent nuclear-capable missile test from INS Arighat, Admiral Tripathi pointed out that India carried out a test of the missile and the launch was successful. The Navy Day will be celebrated at Puri in Odisha on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the occasion as chief guest. The total coal production from captive and commercial mines has reached over 112 million tons in the last 8 months, marking a substantial increase of around 35% in comparison to the same period last year. Union Coal Ministry said in November this year alone, the total coal production from these mines was around 17 million tons. The government has said the Ayush sector registered tremendous growth in the last 10 years, with its market surpassing $43 billion last year. Union Minister of State for Power and New and Renewable Energy, Shripad Yesu Naik, said this while addressing the media about the achievements of the government in the Ayush sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be watching the Hindi movie The Sabarmati Report at the GMC Bal Yogi Auditorium at the Parliament Library Building today. The film is based on the February 2002 Godhra train burning incident in Gujarat. Last month, in a social media post, Prime Minister Modi had said that it is good that this truth is coming out, and that too in a way that common people can see it. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification began in Riyadh today, bringing together an unprecedented gathering of global leaders, policy makers and environmental experts. The world's largest, to be held in till 13th of this month, aims to accelerate action on land restoration and drought resilience worldwide. The opening day will mark several significant milestones, including launch of pioneering Riyadh Global Drought Resilience Initiative today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert in Kerala for heavy rainfall in five districts of Mamallapuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod today. Orange alert has been issued in four other districts. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has appealed to residents in landslide-prone and low-lying areas to move to safer locations. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are lashing the interior districts as Cyclone Fengal is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. Three people lost their lives in rain-related incidents today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.